Hi, my name is Mark Blackwell, and welcome to the Arcaro Insights podcast series, where we help business-to-business executives deliver better results in their organizations. In each episode, we introduce you to one of our thought partners to bring you the latest ideas for change and innovation in your organization.
One thing we can say for sure, innovation outcomes do not just happen by chance. They need to be created, they need to be built. And it takes an effort, it takes a journey to be successful at the business of innovation. And so that's where having a sound innovation process come in, because a sound innovation process essentially helps you what is almost invariably a very complex journey.
Simone is the Managing Director of Aritzi Technology and Innovation Consulting. His company provides specialized consulting services worldwide on sustainability and innovation management topics to technology-driven firms. Until 2020, he was the Regional Chief Technology Officer for DuPont in Europe, Middle East and Africa, as well as Asia Pacific. Based in Geneva, he was also the Managing Director of DuPont in Switzerland and President of DuPont Italy. Previously in his career, he has held a variety of technology and business management positions in DuPont in the US and Europe. He holds a chemical engineering degree from the ETH in Zurich and a PhD in chemical engineering from MIT. Welcome, Simone. It's such a pleasure to have you on the Arcaro Insights podcast series. I hope this is the first of several podcasts together as we explore the world of innovation and share your experiences on that theme. I think today we're going to kick off with a general overview of the importance of innovation processes in organizations. So tell me a bit more, what is an innovation process? How does it differ to an R&D process, and why is it so important?
Thank you very much, Mark, for the question. It's a pleasure to be here with you today to talk about this very, very interesting and important topic, which is the one of innovation. I think, as we all know, innovation is a much used, sometimes abused word today in business. Every company wants to be innovative. Every company aspires to be more innovative, which essentially means, you know, creating value for a multitude of stakeholders. However, being innovative is not easy. It's easier said than done, because one thing we can say for sure, innovation outcomes do not just happen by chance. They need to be created, they need to be built. And it takes an effort, it takes a journey to be successful at the business of innovation. And so that's where having a sound innovation process come in, because a sound innovation process essentially helps you what is almost invariably a very complex journey. And it typically helps you in two ways. One is to get there faster, right? So through an innovation process, you can achieve your goals faster in a shorter amount of time. It also helps in the journey itself, in aligning as you go along the various stakeholders, which are typically, in many cases, the business functions getting there. Let me give you an example. I've been working with a very large petrochemical company in Asia recently. And this company has a lot of KPIs. And they use actually rather good processes in, for example, managing R&D, which, by the way, is different than managing innovation. But what is happening in this company is that their processes are not connected to each other. Essentially, there are a lot of organizational silos. And where, in this particular case, an aligned, a unified innovation process can help is in getting the various parts to work together and getting the various teams to be aligned to pursue the same strategic objectives. That's one classic example of how having an innovation process definitely is helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about silos. I could not help but remember one company I was helping with an innovation transformation on. The R&D organization was a three-hour drive away from the commercial organization. So, of course, there was very limited cross-functional collaboration and all of it in rather formal meetings, which really stifled that essential collaboration that you need in any good innovation process. And it was remarkable just how putting in some simple activities to drive cross-functional collaboration and then allow people to share their market-back insights with the R&D organizations changes things quickly. So I absolutely agree with you there.
Yeah, the concept you just mentioned, right, you know, this organizational silos is indeed a big challenge when you want to innovate. And again, okay, the process really helps, you know, to break the silos because innovation is complex, it's difficult, and in order to maximize your chances of delivering superior and unique results, okay, you need to use all your functional capabilities and competencies to maximize your chances of success. And
absolutely, absolutely. So if you walked into a company that didn't have an innovation process, what might you expect to see?
So let's be frank here. So actually, many companies either do not have much of an innovation process at all, or whatever they have is certainly not what I called before a sound innovation process, right? And the truth of the matter is that they've been existing like this and sometimes achieving successes, you know, for quite a while. So why is innovation process important? It is important because it doesn't matter where a company is. It matters what a company can do more of or better of with an innovation process. And that's where I think one should focus on, right? You know, it's taking the existing state of the company in terms of processes as well, in terms of capabilities, and understanding what the current state is, and then applying an innovation process to make things work better. I gave you an example before. Let me give you another example now. I recently talked with a CTO of a very large chemical company who was telling me essentially the following. The R&D teams that I have think they are very good at innovation. And the reason that they think they're very good is because they're building, they are sustaining a rather large R&D portfolio of projects. But what I didn't see, the CTO told me, is that actually the projects in the portfolio in reality were making a rather marginal impact to the business results. Right? And again, you know, where an innovation process can help is in ensuring that the portfolio that any company, large or big, is working on is able, okay, to deliver against some set business priorities, right? Because in the case that I just quoted of this company, this project actually should not be worked on. Right, you know, should be either substituted with ones which can deliver better value, or should not be existing at all. Again, an innovation process can also be helpful in improving the quality of your portfolio, so that you can deliver superior business results.
Totally, yeah, and yeah, I think you touched on something for me is particularly important. Underlying any good innovation process is a strong business strategy, and from that, a strong innovation strategy. And in order to do an innovation strategy, you need to be customer first and really understand the customer needs first before trying to ideate and imagine what the world wants. Yeah, indeed. I mean, I remember trying to do an ideation session with an organization that was embarking upon an innovation journey, but it became very clear early on that there lacked an innovation strategy in terms of what choices to, where to play and how to win, what to work on and what to not to, and lacked any market insight. And so trying to kick off the process development with ideation was challenging, to say the least, and we ended up circling back and going into really understanding what the market wants, because I think that is where you need to kick the process off from.
Yeah, you mentioned, Mark, a uniquely important word, okay, in the context of an innovation process, right? Strategy. I mean, I know you are a fond and strong proponent of strategy, okay, as a key element of any sound business journey, business planning. Okay, and this also definitely holds true also about when you are running in implementing an innovation process. Strategy is a core component of it.
Just another question that comes to mind. Is having a good innovation process, this is something for the world of corporations, or is it something should all companies be doing, maybe startups as well?
Great question. I strongly believe, and I've seen it in many cases demonstrated by evidence, that there is absolutely no correlation with the size of the company, okay, from a startup down to up to a multi-billion dollar corporation, and the relevance and importance of an innovation process. In other words, be it in a small company, beating a large company, an innovation process always helps. And I go back to some of the comments I shared with you before. Okay, when you are trying to make choices along your innovation journey, when you are trying to prioritize resources, which you mentioned startup, right? They are certainly not as large as the ones of a large companies. An innovation process there too can help. When you are in trying to understand the insights and what you can do with them, you can be a large company, but you can also be a small company and still have value from the implementation of an innovation process.
Many startups, by definition, are extremely tight on resource. And if you don't make sensible use of that resource and making the right decisions on innovation, you can quickly die.
I am currently working with actually a startup. Okay, it's in California, in the area of renewable energy, and the challenge that they have, okay, in this particular case, is a challenge around prioritization, given their technology, prioritization of markets, and prioritization of technology options within what they are currently working on, right? You know, combining with specific technology option, should they be focusing on for to create value in which market applications? And this is another area where having a good innovation process can help.
Yeah, right on. I mean, I sometimes get a bit frustrated that process has a dirty word and that processes seem to be heavy and not agile. But I think it's really critical, in my experience, that a process does not have to be draining, but it can be a catalyst, an essential catalyst to make things happen, especially innovation.
Yeah.
So given that, why might companies be reluctant to develop or even strengthen the innovation process that they have?
I think actually it's not that company do not want to innovate, right? You know, quite on the contrary, you know, as we said before, company want to innovate. It's more a problem that they do not know how to do that, and not knowing how to do that makes it in many cases that they do not understand what is the value that an innovation process can bring to them. Because we need to recognize, right? You know, so it's that this is there is a big element of management of change here. Companies, as it happens to all of us humans, they are used to their own ways of doing things, and so coming with before they can embrace the view that something new, something sometimes fundamentally new for them, like having a process, an innovation process, is indeed a hurdle. However, once they understand it, once they understand the value that they can bring, then in my experience, then they actually they get they embrace, they pull, and they want to jump into the future through experiencing themselves what an innovation process can bring to them. But you're absolutely right. There is a hurdle to be overcome, okay, which has to do with the reluctance of change that is an element that one needs to take into account in many organizations.
Yeah, spot on. So, Simone, I'm going to give you a bit of a challenge. So, clearly, companies are different, but if you were trying to find some generic ideas, how would you start developing an innovation process in an organization? What's the sort of the core things that need to be in place to get going from the start?
Yeah, I think at the high level, there are essentially three elements to this. The first one I already mentioned is strategy, right? You know, it's developing, understanding what your strategy, your innovation strategy should be is key. In many, many cases, in today's industrial realities and worlds, this means having an understanding of the market, having an understanding of the customers, as well as looking at your internal capabilities to be able to deliver against those unmet needs. So that's one element, is the strategic element. The second important element is it's not enough to have a strategy. You need to be able to execute it for success. And that's actually where many companies have challenges, right? You know, they believe that only by having a strategy, it's halfway there. Not really. I mean, the execution is just as important as the strategy itself. And what I mean by that is understanding how do you need to bring the various organizations, the various functions that you have in your company to work together to make, to execute against certain goals, to execute against your strategic plans. And then you have processes that have to do with how do you manage a project itself. You have challenges that have to do with how do you look at your portfolio of initiatives that you have and how can you get better at that. So that's the second element. It's the element of the execution of your strategy. There is a frequently underestimated element, which is a cultural element. I call it the people factor. And here it's not only about having the right people, right? People with the right capabilities that can execute a strategy, but it's also, and in particular, about being able to set, okay, in your organization or in your organizations, if you're talking about larger companies, the right behaviors, the right mindsets that are absolutely necessary for people to work together and succeed in the innovation journey.
Very comprehensive. Thank you very much indeed. But I can still hear some people sort of ringing my ear as if they're in the back of the room saying to me, yes, but this is a process. Doesn't a process for innovation destroy that critical creativity and risk-taking that you need to do innovation well?
No, definitely not if you do it right. I strongly believe it actually that innovation process is there to facilitate your life, not to make it harder. The innovation process will facilitate the creation of an environment where the innovation can thrive and not vice versa. And by the way, I take this one as an opportunity to say that, you know, innovation is actually you cannot force innovation just to happen, right? But you can certainly create an environment and you can work on creating the right conditions so that innovation can thrive and at the same time inhibit some of the conditions or some of the behaviors that prevent innovations from happening. So back to the question, the process does not destroy creativity at all. A process is there to help you manage and create the conditions so that your creativity can be increased and can thrive.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a fundamental nature of an emergent property, and an innovation is an emergent property. That by creating the right conditions, it will allow it to happen, but you can't force it to happen. So I totally agree with you. So thanks for that, Simone. You've been, in this short period of time, covered a lot of ground. So if anyone's interested in developing their innovation process, what should they do next?
So thank you, Mark. So look, in my company, we work with several other companies to improve their innovation capabilities. And that can take several nuances, right? Depending on the need, we work on, for example, on developing, we mentioned it before, on the developing a more powerful innovation strategy. We work on creation of a stronger, higher value portfolio of innovation projects. We work on what needs to be done to enhance the behaviors or the behaviors in the organization that can lead to better innovation results, or all of the above, right? So if someone is interested in this topic, then I suggest they can contact Arcaro, and then through you and with you, we can certainly have more in-depth discussion and see what next steps we can take together to advance faster and better in the innovation journey of whoever is interested.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think it's fair to say innovation is a cross-functional activity. And it needs a cross-functional team of consultants to help a company really accelerate their journey. So thank you for that. And we'd be really happy to work together with anyone who might be interested.
Absolutely.
Thank you for time, Simone. That was really good. I know that we've got plenty of other ideas for innovation in the future and some podcasts together. But for anyone who's listening to this podcast, if there are any topics you'd like us to cover, please let us know and we'll do our best to cover them.
Thank you very much, Mark. It was a pleasure, and then hope we can chat again on this channel soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Arcaro Insights podcast. Whilst we put together the next episode, why not pop over to the Arcaro website, www.arcaro.com, or follow Arcaro on LinkedIn for the latest news. Thank you for listening.